Country rock has been around so long that we take it for granted, but there was a time when it was such a startling innovation that it stopped the career of the Byrds, one of America's most popular groups, in its tracks.
Probably the hippest music magazine in America today is No Depression, which has virtually defined a genre which would like to resist being called alternative country. The bands which fill its pages, like Whiskey Town, Sun Volt, The Bad Livers, and The Derailers, fuse rock and country elements in exciting new ways. But their stories all begin in 1968 with the release of the Byrds' album Sweetheart of the Rodeo. By the time the band started recording it that March, they had a long history behind them, having virtually invented folk rock, befriending Bob Dylan, and losing two original members, drummer Michael Clark and singer-guitarist David Crosby. Crosby's replacement was Graham Parsons, a Southern boy who'd come from perhaps the first country rock outfit, the International Submarine Band, which had released an album but was virtually unknown. Parsons brought with him a deep knowledge of Southern music, both country and soul, and an ability to write songs that fused these elements into a seamless whole.
"100 years from this day, will the people still feel this way? Still say the things that they're saying right now? Everyone said I hurt you. They said that I desert you. If I go away, you know I'm gonna get back somehow. Nobody knows."
Parsons' presence reinvented the Byrds. The folk canon that leader Roger McGuinn had mined earlier in his career was extended to include hard country, and Parsons had the talent to make it work. Listen to the way his harmony vocal delays the word "like" here. It's something no L.A. rocker could have done.
"My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. But I still love them and I sing with pride.
It's hard to overstate just how audacious a move this turn to country was at the time. With the nation divided by the Vietnam War and the popular belief among the young that country music was the music of the ignorant rednecks who opposed the blossoming youth culture, for the band that virtually defined the Los Angeles scene to embrace this music was insane. Indeed, the album stiffed powerfully on its release and took a few years to make its impact felt. This despite the fact that its opening and closing tracks were from the much-whispered-about basement tapes by Bob Dylan.
"Nothing was delivered, and I tell this truth to you, not out of spite or anger, but simply 'cause it's true. Now you must provide some answers for what she said was not received, and the sooner you come up with it, the sooner you can leave. Nothing is better, nothing is best. Take care of your health and get plenty of rest. Nothing was delivered."
Amazingly, though, evidence has just been released that Sweetheart of the Rodeo could have been an even better album. Parsons hadn't bothered to legally sever himself from his previous contract, and when his old label began saber-rattling, Columbia, the Byrds' label, got cold feet and made McGuinn perform lead vocals on the songs Parsons had sung. A couple were sneaked onto the album anyway, But Columbia's new reissue of the album includes the original Parsons tracks and shows him singing with an authority that came more naturally to him than it did to McGuinn.
My buddies shun me since I turned to Jesus. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. But I still love them and I sing with pride. I like the Christian life. I won't lose.
By the time the album was released, the Byrds had already played the Grand Ole Opry to a cold reception, and Parsons, refusing to join the band on a tour of South Africa that July, had already quit. Columbia didn't push Sweetheart of the Rodeo too hard as a result, but the die had been cast. Country rock was here to stay, and the Byrds were in its forefront.
Ed Ward is a music writer living in Berlin. Sweetheart of the Rodeo and the Notorious Byrd Brothers are among the Byrds' albums recently reissued on Columbia Legacy.